Attention students, the Jabrona University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Yeah, baby. Millie rock like no one's looking. Gotta hit that sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do.
Being on the dome, it's a white Christmas. Happy Halloween, bitches. Yep.
Happy Halloween.
That's right.
It's a white Christmas. Happy Halloween, bitches.
That's right. Hit you in the face with a meat cleaver. Have you pains growing like Ben Seaver. That's just off the dome.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's on one.
Yeah. I'm wild as hell, and no one can compare. I step on some gum on purpose and not give a care. I run my car to empty just to see where I'm stranded. Run out of toilet paper and use my hand, kid. I'm trying to tell you I'm a little unique. Die on purpose and come back as a sheet so I can lay under you and keep you warm at night. Then when you get comfortable, I wrap you up super tight. You wake up in a panic trying to get out. My face pop up in the bottom saying, got your toe. I bite it off and spit it down your throat. I grow sheet legs and run out of the house. The next day I come back as your couch. I sit there all quiet as a mouse, but I can't help laugh when you sit down. You're paranoid looking around. You start to get nervous when I leave the ground. I say, buckle up and lock you in. We're going to town. Now let's go sin. I can tell you're a little weary, so I rip out your eyes so you can really hear me. I pour liquor down the holes where your eyes used to be. It stings to you, but it's funny to me. I can tell you're not laughing, and that makes me sad. I bet if you were dead, it wouldn't be so bad. You could come and hang with me. We could terrorize the city. If we want, we could be a pair of titties. You know what? Time for your soul to leave your bod. Hold up, man. Listen to this. It's the draft pod. Shit, this is good. They do this every week? Yeah, man. Keep me alive and you can listen for free. You got a deal, Wesley. Cool. I'm going to be on this week. Fuck yeah. These dudes are tight.
This is what...
What's the draft that night? Well, we're going to do a reanimator draft. We'll see you later. I'm going to transition into your shaft.
What the fuck?
First off, I feel like that was especially cool. Like, never has there been one, like, more, like, suited for one person than that. I feel like that was just for Wes. And two,
yeah, feels like it.
That
feels
might like be the longest fucking sweet rap.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to meander and come like, it's just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, that was like I lost it.
That was like Lord of the Rings extended cut.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh, so say hello to my old dead self, Wes. Look down at your penis and say hi.
Was that Sammy?
It might have been like SS, that, you know.
I feel like that was channeled through. I wouldn't say SS either. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about this character.
I know.
Not those two together. Specifically,
there's no way to make it okay.
Those two. That letter doubled up was affiliated with some guys that I maybe might not want to. White guy in Florida. I'm just saying the optics are really.
I got you. Yeah.
You want my hat, Andy?
No.
The red hat he's got there.
Yeah,
man. Well, I think everybody could tell what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's clear as day.
Very clear what the draft is about, Andy.
Did you guys have a hard time with this? This is a tough one, I feel like. Is it tough for you guys or no?
It was not once I found my little hook.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the thing is my head kept banging off from who deserved to die versus who did I want to see longer, and that's where I got all.
That's fair too. That's fair. Up.
So I actually what I did was I set up like a multiverse,
okay,
or like some sort of fan fiction where these guys, because they're still dead, they're just reanimated, right?
Yeah.
So like for me, that's how I took it. So like these people are coming back with their wounds still.
Oh wait, I didn't. I thought it was actually that they.
You just can do it however you want, but that's the way I did.
Okay, that's how you looked at it. I got you.
Yeah. You can do it. Put your ass into it.
Yeah.
So a little bit of potentially an unparalleled thing in draft pod history right now.
Mm. Oh boy.
Oh.
My surprise guest, I think, is available.
Oh shit.
And this is a big to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe they've got, is that the same link you guys sent me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, cool. Oh, God. Then they should be able to they'll click in, right? They'll be able to get in.
Yeah. They should. If you send them that
third
link.
James Bryanton.
The third, yeah.
It's going to be a third James Bryanton.
Yeah. Reanimated.
Well, yeah. While we wait for this person to jump in, do you want me to at least talk about what we're going to do next week when I will be on?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So I tried to do it a little different this year. Here's one thing I did learn. There's our guest.
Oh, are you out of your mind? That's not the guest.
Yes.
You guys aren't even in the same.
Yes.
This is
weeks
over.
In the making.
Podcast
weeks in the making.
Shut down. Podcast shut down.
Oh, the logistics that took place to make this happen.
I'd like to begin with a few words, if I could.
By all means.
Absolutely. Floor's yours.
Yeah, floor's yours.
To James. James.
What's up, BC?
The heart. I know Drew has the forte at this, but if you would allow me, James. You asked a question who you could bring back for the necromancer. The name is Murphy. That's the only answer. A special gift to make the show go well. To see James squirm in his seventh level of hell.
Oh my God.
James stutters and stammers. His brain just gets warped. He stares into the soulless eyes of the man he wishes was a corpse. But it's the creak of the lid of the coffin. James knows this resurrection he can't win. Like a nightmare, he is back from the dead. Too late, he knows, because Murphy is back in his head.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Let's go.
You know, this is there really is a happy Halloween. Look at this.
Oh, man.
Talk about a jump scare.
This is my greatest Halloween accomplishment in the history of the Draft Pod Takeover. You would think something like this wouldn't have been hard. Pretty goddamn hard to pull off, as it turns out.
Yeah, wow. I was. He asked like, "You have contact info?" And I was like, "I don't." James is like our only go to for BC, and I thought, "Wait, there's one man." BC's arch nemesis Jeff Klein that might be able to get me through to him.
Oh,
so I said,
God.
Oh, man.
So I says to Jeff, I says, "Hey man, do you have a contact for BC? I want to get him on the podcast without James knowing. I was just hoping you can help me out with this. First, I'm insulted I wasn't being asked first. Second, I love it. Here's his number."
Oh, that's great. We got to get Jeff back soon, too.
When that came up the last time BC was on, I think I texted Drew that day.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, "Hey, man, I have an idea. I want to do this in the most hilarious and secretive way possible because the dynamic now with you two is my favorite TV show is going on in my head when he's on as a guest. I'm like, this is the greatest. This is sitcom gold."
Yeah.
And man. We're getting a Halloween special. It's magic.
Do you also, like, is your favorite nature movie people clubbing seals? Because that's what I feel like.
See, this is what I signed up for.
You know, I feel like I'm just taking out little baby seals when I go up against James.
What the fuck? Why is it just me and there's two other people on the show?
No, that's cool. I'll turn into the club.
Yeah, use my arm as a club.
Dude, Murphy. Well, you can use me to beat his meat anytime you want.
Wait. No. Listen, no, I appreciate true artistry. I'm with you two. Okay? Yeah. It's this interloper of pseudo-intellectual James who always comes with these last-minute additions to some random account of intellectual curiosity that means nothing to the show.
What? Yeah. Everything you just said means nothing to the show.
No, I caught it all. Like, I think it's brilliant.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This it excites me because one of my favorite Halloween traditions over the last, like, 5 years or so has been watching the Paul Lynn Halloween special, which is just a train wreck. And I feel like that's what we're going to get tonight. So
this is the Paul Lynn Halloween special. Before you guys get started, next week I will actually be on to close out the month. I wanted to do something a little different, okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, again, like kind of how you guys did with BJ this time around, where you're building something and it maybe doesn't butt up against the other person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's something where you're like, this is, I think what I have is the best, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to build our Hall of Fame, the best of the best horror movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Your personal, my preference would be this. I want you to pick from the perspective of that one stayed with me. That was the scariest shit I've ever seen. That one got it, like, actually scared you.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, like, Andy, for example, the thing you have referenced more than anything when it scares you is the witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you could justify why that's on your Hall of Fame ballot.
No doubt.
That's what we're going after. Truly, what personal. Your scariest personal favorites of all time.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's awesome. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So, all right. I don't want to spoil the surprise for myself, so I'm going to recuse myself, and I cannot wait to listen to this episode. So,
Wes, you sure you don't want to stay? I can send BC away pretty quick.
No. No.
It's one of my favorite horror movies. It's the zombie movie, and I'm back.
Yeah. All right, Wes, grab your penis and think about me as you listen.
All right. Love you, boys. Have fun. Bye.
See you, man. Everybody. Yep. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. All right,
I guess I'm rolling these balls.
Yes.
What a time.
And he even comes in with a sweet rap.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
That was pretty legit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And
he got through his whole thing. I couldn't get through mine.
His was concise and to the point, and yours was kind of everywhere.
All over the place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
This is fucking exciting. This is exciting.
Sure. All right. So the ball's dropped. James, Drew, BC, Andy.
BC, you have missed something since you were last on the show.
Yep.
We now have a rule called the Rumpelstiltskin rule. And if somebody makes a just completely boneheaded pick, and it's kind of the opposite of a steal card, where instead of you taking them their best pick, you have to force them to keep that pick. They can't head drop it.
How do you even get through a show with James then?
You only get one a year. You only get one a year, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So obviously they used yours immediately.
No, they haven't used it. You know why? Because I take really good picks, and I'm actually like 344-0 on the draft podcast. So
yeah, no, you're not.
No big
Listen
deal.
To your audience.
No
they
big
told
deal.
You've lost at least three times. Tonight will be four.
If you look in the record books, it's got my name right there, 344-0, undefeated.
Okay, Chairman Mao, you
341-0. So that's three wins, 341 losses.
Yeah.
Zero ties.
And no ties.
Hey, that's thanks. I actually appreciate the three wins. That was nice of you to give me that.
Yeah. There's a couple me and Drew weren't on.
When he did the pot alone, he just drafted his own thing and turned it off.
We got to give you like a birthday or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, BC, the other thing you have is a re-roll. If you don't like the outcome of the ball drop just now, you have the opportunity to ask us to redo the balls. You get that once a year as well.
No, it doesn't matter where you pick, James. For God's sakes, your picks will be bad no matter what number they are at.
I don't know why you're so aggressive. I don't know why you came in here so aggressive like this.
Look,
have you listened to the last two podcasts?
He's got a point.
All right, here we go. James is on the clock. God. BC is just sitting there waiting to fucking...
He really is.
Oh man,
I just want to preemptively mute him so that he can't say anything until I allow it.
There will be no muting.
This is a no mute show.
All right, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with.
He's not prepared. He is not prepared for BC to be on this.
Thing. I'm gonna go with Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
That's the point of the movie.
I know. That's why it's so funny. Because now it's just a movie.
Just about a little boy talking to a therapist.
Nobody was dead the whole time. It was just...
It was actually like... He's actually like got issues.
You know, if you think about it, everything
he's
else.
He's not dead. It starts to become like a feeling of pedophile, for God's sakes. He's just following this little kid around.
Everything else in the movie would be so creepy, though, wouldn't it? Because it would be happening for no reason now.
Yep.
I love it.
Wow.
First pick, and you pick something that shouldn't even be allowed.
You know what I picked just now? I picked something that just blew your mind, is what it is.
God. Yes, stupidity blows my mind. You win that one.
Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
First, I have an issue here.
Why?
Can I state my issue?
Sure, yeah, I guess. It'll be turned down, but go ahead.
Bruce Willis didn't die. The character died. Do you even know the character's name?
I didn't do enough research
to even know the character's name.
Is he getting still skinned already?
I look it up. I know who directed the movie.
Yeah, I think he is.
Isn't your
Rumpelstiltskin on James here?
I'm realizing too that
Malcolm.
I already know his second name.
I think we are going to be at a disadvantage because I never told BC it was supposed to be horror and horror adjacent.
Oh shit! Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Look at that.
Wait, what? It's supposed to be horror adjacent?
Yeah.
Horror adjacent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't you just, all right, whoa, okay.
Wow, you're really putting him on his feet.
Well, I mean, we can roll with him.
Hey, Drew.
Just,
that's fine.
Drew, did you plan this to get one over on BC and, to help
James
me out?
I'm really, loving Drew right now.
I almost feel like that, BC's Drew. Fucking improv skills will still beat us.
No, that's fine.
And knowledge of film, he's going to be like...
Drew, no. This is really great. Thank you.
All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
BC's name is actually Prov, because when he gets up on stage, I'm Prov. That's bad. Let's go. Let's move on.
All right, so I'm gonna go with Georgie in It. So, okay. And like I said, I set up like alternate universe kind of multiverse things. So in my multiverse, he's still like, again, he dies. He, you know, but, you know, he gets reanimated to where he can, he then grows up and he becomes the spokesperson for Gorton's fish sticks.
Oh.
Or I have two other fan fictions I'd like to present. One is he grows up and he's the guy in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
Or he's actually George Belushi's friend who his arm is off that he uses to teach lessons to
keeps
his
losing his hand.
Oh yes. Man.
And that's why
you ever wear a
seatbelt.
Yeah.
Wow.
From it.
That's hilarious.
Him in Arrested Development would be wild.
BC has been, he's been totally shut down now.
No, I think he's putting it together.
Yeah, he's putting it together.
Oh, have I? Have
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Because when I'm ready to go, my first pick wins the night.
He really gave you a speed bump here, and I'm already, all for
whenever
it.
You're ready.
Yeah.
He threw out the spikes, the spike so strip and everything.
Yeah.
Am I up? Am I up?
I can, yeah, we'll put you up.
Yeah.
We'll put you up.
I'm on.
See what happens.
Third? I'm ready to go?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So let's just recap real quick before I make my pick.
We don't have to.
You tell me the wrong topic, okay?
It's not wrong. It wasn't the whole topic.
I'm done here. You sit next to James for the rest of the night.
Oh, yes.
And you still.
Yes.
You still don't think I can pull this out.
Yeah.
And apparently we're playing so loose with the rules that we don't even need to know the characters' names. We just yell out the actor and go with there, you know?
We're playing chess with checkers pieces.
Next, His name was Malcolm Crowe.
All right. It's very simple. I'm going to name the granddaddy of them all, of one guy who we should all remember should never have died at the end. And that is Ben. And from the looks on your faces, you're going to go, Ben who?
I know who.
Night of the Living Dead.
Who is it?
Night of the Living Dead.
Man, that's what I was going to pick. That's what I was going to pick. That's a great pick.
It's too late. Ben, that is a great pick. It's called the winning pick, sir. It's called the winning pick. So look at James's face. It's all slack.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. I picked Bruce Willis. He actually picked a good one.
Yeah, your jaw is a messaging app.
So
what
you're saying
about that?
I totally changed the outcome of a movie, and you just made some guy live at the end. Wow, BC. Good work. Shit. You know?
Do you listen to the podcast after it gets recorded so you can just hear how vacuous you sound?
You sound like a vacuum cleaner.
I don't even know what that word means, so I don't even
suck.
I don't
That's
hear
what
it.
That means.
Good job. Who's up?
You sound like a vacuum cleaner.
Andy.
All right. Since he took my pick, I'm going to go with old Mr. Halloran in The Shining.
Oh, I almost picked him.
Yeah.
I almost had him.
That's a good one.
It is.
That's a good one.
Like, he didn't even have a chance to fight. He went through that whole ass trip. That whole fucking trip, right? On the snow, like, on the plane, car, whatever. Got to the house, didn't even have a chance to fight. Just get.
He didn't even get to get help out.
Doesn't even get to the lobby.
Like,
was that his last role? Was that his last role?
Yeah.
That's his last
role. Batman Crothers?
Was it? Yeah, was that his
died.
Last role?
It might be. Yeah.
Oh man, my God,
he was pushing age on that movie.
He looked good though,
because you know his character doesn't die in the book. I know you guys don't read books. So.
No. Yeah. No, books are
what's that?
Just screenplays.
Yeah, there's never been a podcast draft of books I enjoyed in high school.
Oh, God.
Who would listen to a podcast about books?
I bet there will be
say?
Now. Who's already written it down?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Get some Judy Blooms.
Hey, Fudgemania slaps. Book I'll still read.
One of my favorite, like, Simpsons jokes is from the I think it's the one, the episode with the shinning where Willie just like, because that's the first one, like, and then he comes in and just gets fucking axed right away. But then he keeps showing up in all of them, and he just shows up and just dies immediately, like in all three segments.
Oh man.
I like it.
Man, I had a great back-to-back first two. I was super proud of it. And BC came flying in and, you know, Ben right off the bat. So,
yeah.
Well, well I'm going to make a little pivot.
Right. I am your only competition on the show. So,
hey, you know, I welcome it. You know, break up welcome, Drew. Okay. Well, I'm going to go Randy Meeks, Scream 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you were so up there. And then,
hey, Randy knew the rules, right? He had the whole breakdown. Mm-hmm. To me, he was one of the best characters in Scream. I don't care what anybody says. I laughed. I enjoyed myself when he was on screen. And that made me feel good because on the other side of that was death and being scared, you know, as a young Andy who wasn't into horror movies at that time. So Randy, I thought, could have done a lot more, and they could have killed him in another Scream if they were going to do six of these damn things. Right?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like they gave so much screen time to fucking Officer Dewey. And it's like, Randy was way better.
Randy!
I know, and they brought Dewey back 8 times, so...
Yeah, I know.
Right.
They finally killed his... Well, I guess I shouldn't say that yet.
Dude, spoiler of vacuums.
Right. Yeah.
I want to thank you for using the characters' names again. I want to appreciate you putting a little effort in.
Yeah, David Arquette as the officer, he was really good.
Instead of just yelling out the actor's name and not really even paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Malibu's Most Wanted, Jamie Kennedy.
This was your baby. You birthed this podcast, and yet you don't put any effort into it.
I hold any
effort into it. James,
you know? I hold very strong that my Sixth Sense pick is a true and awesome number one pick.
Wow!
And I think history will show that that's.
I'm
the
not
case.
Even sure it qualifies as horror, does it?
It's got to be. It's horror adjacent, and that was also
horror adjacent. All right. Well, that's you always want your first pick to be your strongest horror adjacent pick.
It's like ghosts and shit. It's fucking horror. Oh,
yeah, no, it's right there. There's no. What are you?
Yeah, you should throw some baby powder on that baby butt, but also baby powder is great for chafing.
He sees dead people, BC.
Now he doesn't.
Bruce is dead.
Not anymore. Now he just sees regular ass living people.
I was so scared during the movie. Oh, it frightened me. I was adjacent, I guess.
Adjacent. BC, you're back up.
All right, I went old school, Flubber, and now I'm going new school. A newish movie, but one that I deeply enjoyed. I'm not sure where this ranks all time, but I'm going to go Lee Abbott, man, because I did not see it coming. I did not see it coming. I appreciated
it. One of mine.
I really, you know, when it first happened, I'm like, no, they're going to come up with some stupid reason he lived. But no, and I definitely appreciate, you know, I definitely appreciate taking out the main character. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They sure
very reminiscent of somebody else that may get picked.
Oh, I'm sorry, James. Lee Abbott was played by John Krasinski
in The Quiet Place.
Yeah. No. Did you look it up? Did you? Okay. Yeah. Did you have to type that in? Who's Lee Abbott? Okay.
No, I had that on deck. You know, I'm filled with information.
Unbelievable.
Such a good, like, that whole like when he's, you know, the sign language I love you, like,
it was fucking heart-wrenching.
It was one of those deaths where you're just, and it's like Ben from Night Living, you're just like, I just appreciate in the seat going, wow, they can't kill him, you know
what, like, I was happier when they killed the kid than I was when they killed him.
Yeah, you're right. The kid had to go.
Yeah, him and that stupid spaceship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The kid had
to break the rules. You know?
You know, I thought it'd be funny to like go with a bunch of people to go see a movie like The Quiet Place where there's really not a lot of talking throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. But then everybody takes a whole bunch of bags of potato chips and throughout the movie keep rustling it and opening them and rustling it and opening them.
Oh, look out for that draft coming soon.
No. Most annoying things to bring to a movie theater? Is that the draft?
It all spun from one night. The door was open and my wife was in the bedroom and I was opening things and I was like, this is the loudest fucking food for no reason. And I was just trying to open it without her waking up.
It's got a wrapper. It's got a thin, crinkly plastic tray.
In fairness, I feel like anything like late at night that's like when it's 1 or 2 in the morning, it's all like done through a fucking echo chamber. It's just
unless it's leftovers. Leftovers you can put in the microwave, heat it up, just stop it before it hits zero, and you're cool. Bag of fucking chips.
You're cool.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this guy. He does TikToks and reels, but he's always like, oh, for fuck's sakes. He's got like a real like Minnesota. He's like, what? No way. And like, he's always like reacting to things. But he did one that was apparently, I think it's the number 5. If you just hold that down for like 10 seconds, your alarm when it's the food's done will go silent. You can turn it. You can mute.
Oh, I thought you meant right now. I was holding down the number 5.
On a microwave. look it up because I'm sure there. I might not be the 5, but there's something. If you hold down the button, it'll like mute the. You can turn off and on the sound of the button. So instead of like beep, 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 beep like
yeah.
Whoa.
All right, that's good. That's good info.
All right, Drew. Yeah. Make your pick now.
Make my pick. All right. All right. Again, setting up multiverses. Charlie from Hereditary. She gets reanimated, and her head's off still. So she comes. Wow. So the multiverse I'm setting up with her is she's the new headless horseman. Ooh. And she terrorizes villages with her head in her hand.
But she's reanimated.
But she's, well, her body's reanimated, but it's not together.
But she's back.
Drew's making it like they're zombies.
She's back, but
you know,
her head's living, her body's living.
You guys have made it so hard for me to win this one, and then you come with these lame ass picks.
I love so much that Drew set this up and got you so flustered. Look at you.
Flustered, I'm winning. I'm not even trying. I'm winning. I didn't even do research, just stuff I know in my head. I'm winning.
You're telling me
people who didn't really die and there's no horror in the movie, and then people who actually came back to life in the movie to pick.
Wait till you hear my next pick. Oh, man, you're going to shit yourself. Oh, I'm not even going to refer to the character by name. I'm going to just refer to them as where they are.
Oh, man. I cannot wait till you take Macaulay Culkin.
I don't know if I would want to see that. That kid needs to die. Just like the kid from A Quiet Place.
Oh, man. Oh, the kid. Yeah. Yeah, well, I was picking as James, so I took Macaulay Culkin.
I got it, yeah. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin needs to stay alive, but that character, or that guy he played. Let's call him
Macaulay Culkin got his shit together from being the dude that was going to be the next Screech.
That's a good line. That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, Christ.
James.
Yeah, what do you all got, right. James?
So here
Old
we go.
Old Yeller, it's horror adjacent.
Here we go.
Bambi's
I
mom.
I would appreciate it. Oh, man. Oh, that's a, that's
that was fun. Horrible. It was a horrible thing to happen. Okay, I'm going to go with...
The first hooker in Jack the Ripper, because it's horror adjacent.
I'm going to go with the chick in the shower in Psycho.
She has a name!
Marion Crane in Psycho.
No.
You didn't know that until you looked it
Janet,
up.
Janet Leigh in Psycho.
That's her real name, isn't it?
Huh?
What's her real name?
Janet Leigh.
Janet Leigh, he just said...
Yeah, but her name in Psycho is Marion Crane.
Yeah, her but your whole shtick is naming, chick. Not naming the...
Yeah, well, that's why I called her Shower Girl. That's why I pissed BC off with Shower Girl.
Listen, for those of you who can't visually see this, when James makes a pick, the glow of the computer screen is on his face, okay?
The glow is always
he
on my face.
Done
it's on
no
my face right
research
now.
For you, audience. None. Not one iota.
You think okay? Nobody knows anything anymore, BC. You're the only one who thinks you have to know a bunch of shit. Computers hold it all for us. Nobody, you don't need to know anything at all.
When is the last time
I
you saw
know as
Psycho?
Much as you without knowing you anything at all?
When is the last time you saw Psycho? Have you ever seen it all the way through?
I've definitely seen it all the way through at least once.
What's the big closer? What's the big closer?
Doesn't he get hit by a car or something?
Yes. That's the big closer of Psycho, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even going to correct them. I want everyone listening to this podcast to walk away with the fact
the
that
the closer doesn't
so,
matter. The closer
he's so crippled intellectually. All he has is Google and doesn't even know the ending of the classic movie he's talking about.
Doesn't his mom come back to life and cut his head off and he becomes the Headless Horseman?
Yes.
Something like that.
That is the ending of Psycho.
All right. No.
That is it.
But here's the deal.
Was the king of suspense, you know?
Jesus Christ.
I had a whole deal.
But it's horror adjacent. It's a suspense movie, but it's horror adjacent. Why was she in the hotel, James?
I had a whole deal. I had a whole reason why she was going to... It was going to be like a huge revenge story, and she was going to come back stronger than ever and just fucking murder everybody.
A revenge... But, why was she in the hotel, James?
Because wasn't it like a car wreck or something?
Yes. Yes, it was a car wreck.
Inside the hotel.
Yes, it was a car wreck at the side of a hotel where what did you say the ending was? Where she was yes, where it was he was killed in a car accident. Oh, it's a very dangerous road that hotel is on. Car wreck, car accident.
There's a lot of car deaths like in a hotel room.
Yeah. Some say it's the final destination of its time.
Yeah. Who's the director of that movie?
All right. William H. Macy?
Yes. William H. Macy.
I don't know.
William H. Macy.
Oh, man.
You think I don't know who the director is, BC? I'm a director guy.
He literally went back to the screen. I saw a glow on his face before he said that.
There's always a glow at the screen.
Name me one other movie that man has made. Don't look at me. Look at the camera. Do not look at the Google. He's glowing. He's glistening Google.
I'm not looking at anything. Alfred Hitchcock directed Birds. He directed Rope. He directed...
Oh, he's looking down at the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just useless.
Man. I'm not... I swear to God, I'm not looking at anything.
All right.
Come on. It's fucking Alfred Hitchcock. Everybody knows...
Why is Rope so famous?
Because it was shot with one shot.
Oh.
And in real time.
He's got a good screen up, ladies and gentlemen.
Real Hitchcockian of him.
No, I actually, on the draft pod here, on one of the Raven Sheeties, or whatever we used to do before that, I brought up the movie Rope, because I'd seen it for the first time, and it was fucking amazing.
Wow, that's one more time than you've seen Psycho.
I've seen Psycho as well. All right, I'm back up, and you're ruining my picks, man. I had all these fucking ideas. So now, this time, Gage Creed. Gage Creed doesn't die. in Pet Cemetery. And what happens is the cat becomes the go-to killer throughout the entire movie. And it's the family trying to survive the cat.
Oh, man. Claws out.
So just real quick, you took a Stephen King movie, switched it to where the cat kills everyone instead of the other Stephen King movie where a dog kills everyone.
Exactly.
Oh, you're fucking brilliant right there. Yeah. You did a good job. Yeah. No.
How about we do this, but with a cat?
Right. How about we do Cujo with a cat?
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't even know the cat's name, do you? Didn't even bother looking that up, did you?
I could find out pretty quick.
How about we do Aljo? Shines with a cat.
See, I knew it all along. The cat's name is Church. See, I knew it all along.
Church.
Church.
It's not Church.
On God, his name's Church.
Yeah. What up, Church?
Maybe the cat could attack them while they're in a car. You know, that'd be kind of cool.
All right, Drew, you're back.
Why do you pour one out but also point up?
So, just saying.
Because it's for the homies.
Yeah, but you pour it down.
And yeah, but it's for them. You're pointing to them.
So, their bodies are in the ground, so you're feeding them. But then you're pointing at their souls, which are in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the middle?
Let's pour one out.
That's where your dick points.
All right.
In the middle. Okay. I'm gonna go old, and I'm gonna go Maria in Frankenstein.
Ooh.
And again.
Okay.
She's reanimated, but listen.
No, there's a theme. I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
She's reanimated, but. Right. She's the new. She stars in her own series of horror movies where she's basically the new Jason Voorhees, where she terrorizes anybody camping around that lake she drowns in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you picked a character who actually came back to life and had more movies after that. Huh.
Is that Maria? True?
It's a bold move. Bold move, my friend.
Oh, my God. Drew, wait, you're getting BC'd. Drew's getting BC'd so hard, he wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Did you just use my name as a verb?
Yeah.
You've been BC'd? Wait,
yeah, you've been
the
BC'd.
Girl came back. The girl has movies?
Doesn't she come back?
No, you're the one claiming it. We don't know. Don't ask us. You think we
all
know?
Three of you believed it. So let's roll. Here you go.
Wow.
Let's see.
The intellectual silly putty I'm dealing with here is so easily malleable, it's not even funny.
Dude, he's spitting bars right now.
Wait.
Hey, Joe or
Did
James.
You guys just cut me off? Did you just cut me off?
No, you're there.
No, yeah. You're there.
What?
Oh, okay.
Jeez, all right. Wow, paranoia. You all right, buddy? Jeez.
My goodness. Maria.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that. <I'll> just...
Andy's never going to put any more effort into this at all. That's what he's saying right now.
I'll have to think about that.
Oh, man. Shit. All right. Who's back? Yeah, BC, you're back.
All right. I thought my next pick was going to be the weakest. I thought you guys would jump on me about it. But after hearing yours, no, it's brilliant. Okay.
Okay.
Because you'll argue it's a science fiction movie, but I will argue it's a horror movie in space. And again, I love when characters die and you go, what just happened? I'm going to go Kane. I'm going to go Kane from Alien.
Ah.
Is that the guy who the alien comes out, busts out
the first
chest?
One? Yeah,
yeah.
Hello, darling. Hello, my.
And you would never think it because John Hurt at the time was like the biggest name on that movie. They must have paid him like for 2 days, knowing they were going to kill him or something.
Yeah.
But I thought that was one of the best. I like when that happened. I was like, okay, this is going to be a good movie.
But did he live on through the alien that came through him?
No, man, the alien killed him. It didn't fuck him. It didn't impregnate him, dude. It killed him.
Maybe he impregnated the alien.
Yeah, good guy. All right.
See, maybe him and Alien Bob were knocking boots in the space shuttle.
Just a man grasping at straws. Now, do you guys consider that science fiction or horror?
Porn.
But
I mean, it's pretty.
I think it's science fiction horror.
Both.
Yeah.
I think it's a monster movie.
Yeah.
I think
there's science fiction porn.
I think it's a monster movie. Because I have another name on here. I'm hoping I don't have to use, but I will go to it if I have to.
If I have to.
You'll probably be okay.
Yeah, I think you're good.
So.
Mm.
All right. Man. All That's right. Good pick.
I'm going to hit the heart here.
All right, Annie.
Ooh.
The heartstrings of everybody.
Oh, no. Don't take who I want to take next.
Here's the thing. I don't think I am. People hate people. People love animals.
No!
So give me Sam the dog, I Am Legend.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's an animal, and there's really not much else I need to say. That's a mic drop right there.
That is pretty legit.
And to use it to have flashbacks about his wife and daughter.
Oh, I know.
And to think, you know, since it's an animal, he's only going to live one or two more years anyway.
Is it even worth the amount of effort to save this thing?
Yeah, right? Like, is it worth hooking him up to the big machine, turning on the switch, hoping lightning strikes right at that moment, just for a dog that's going to die in 2 years anyway? Hell, his dumb ass could run out in front of a bus tomorrow.
vet bills get higher as they get older.
There are no buses running in that world.
I had two animals on my list, and that was one.
Oh, shit.
Nice. God, nice.
That's good. That's a good pick.
I feel good now. I'm feeling
you guys
real
good. You guys are one for one with the steals.
Oh, man.
What do you got for your next?
I'm going to go... I was a little bit all over the place, but I'm going to go with somebody who didn't deserve it, and it doesn't really fit into the speed of how the movies are supposed to go. So give me Joyce from Saw 3D, because she basically got torched alive for something her husband did, and it's supposed to be people that don't appreciate their own lives, and she literally did nothing wrong.
Oh.
And died. So it shouldn't have actually happened.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, Joyce.
She paid
Joyce.
For her husband's doing, mistakes, you know?
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
Oof. Yeah. So, Saw, you fucked up. We see you.
But.
I'm fucking with you.
But did Mr. she know? Saw? Did she know what her husband did?
No. She had no idea. So that's the thing is.
So this isn't a Joe Paterno situation?
So that means.
No. No, it is not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means that. What's his face? What's the guy's name? In the Saw movie. In the Saw movies.
Sam Jigsaw? Saw.
Jigsaw. Yeah, yeah. So the Jigsaw guy should be sawed. Now,
he should
because he killed an innocent person.
That should have been the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like God jigsawed him by giving him cancer.
Yeah, that's true. He sawed himself. He got godded. He got God.
He got God.
Everybody else got sawed.
You know what I thought was funny?
He got jig God.
While doing research for this, I saw something on a list that was from Saw the Final Chapter. Which came out in 2010, and they just put out a new Saw movie like last month. Yeah. But the final chapter was 13 years ago.
That was that final chapter. There's still more final chapters to go.
But it's a new book. It's a new book. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an epilogue. Is that it?
Yeah.
Epilogue.
Nice.
Nice.
BC, I got a word that's in a book.
Star the appendix. I like it.
Yeah, right here.
Ooh. Fucking three syllables and all, man. That's good.
Yeah. Woo! Prenatal. That's two.
I like how not even confident to know it's an epilogue.
Three.
All right, yeah. BC, you're back.
All right. This one, he took it. I'm so pissed. I'm going to hide my other one. But here's my problem. I'm going to make my pick, and I'm going to justify why it's a horror movie. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I believe this to be a monster movie. I'm going to go with Quint from Jaws.
Yeah, yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yeah. That definitely
Okay, does. All right. Well, because some people say it's monster movies aren't, you know, like, could you pick King Kong? And I would say no, because he had 50 other movies after that. But Quint. I would say Quint.
No, monster movies for sure count.
100%.
Yeah. All right, then I'm all in. Quint is. I think that, and again, that was a death where you go, whoa, you know, what just happened here? Mm-hmm. You can't introduce Robert Shaw, give him a Oscar-winning speech, and then chomp him up. So
yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Right.
Quint's the guy who owned the boat, right?
Did anyone else have Quint?
No.
Nope.
Did not. I did not. I thought about it. No, I did because we started watching. Me and the kids started watching.
And then
Jaws
he thought against
today.
It, BC. You know, bad pick.
What do you mean, bad pick?
Because Andy, thought about it, and then he decided not
to
go with
yours,
it.
Have you heard James?
He decided not to add that pick to his list, so clearly it's not.
He took somebody from the Sandlot. How can you go wrong?
This is true. You kill him, Smalls. You kill him.
Oh, God. All right, Drew.
All right, I'm going to go with Miss Casey Becker from Scream.
Ooh.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I was back and forth between Randy and
what?
So, in my AR, there's. She is in charge of. She is actually the Alice character. I mean, she's gonna be Casey, but you know, she's taking over for the Alice character of Workaholics, and now because she got killed by talking on a phone, she now uses that trauma to sell junk to people. So she convinces, you know, Durs and Blake and Adam to. If people don't sell, then they become like stalkers of these people until they buy the bullshit they're trying to sell.
I'm into this.
Oh yeah. That sounds good.
Cool. I'm into this.
I think that's the new season, you know. I think it's a way to go for the Workaholics reunion season.
Drew Barrymore would fit perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I will say this. This was kind of a movie within a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first, like, before the credits start and you get this, you get the superstar Drew Barrymore, and it's like 12 minutes or whatever it is, and then you're like, holy shit.
It was a genius
girl
opening.
I thought was going to be the main girl
is
dead, and I just watched a 12-minute movie before the movie even started.
It was genius marketing too, because all of the marketing for the movie was Drew Barrymore on the phone, Drew, you know, constant. Right. And then you get there and she's fucking dead right away.
And it was awesome because for the most part, I feel like people held the secret.
Yeah.
That actually went to the movies, whereas like you probably don't get that nowadays.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a television premiere and people
it's like the director knew what he was doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like he had some successes in the past.
Yeah.
All right, you redeemed yourself. At least she didn't come back.
Wes Anderson's a good director, you know?
She did, though. You missed my whole thing about her being the manager of a television.
Oh, no. I caught it. I just ignored it because it hurt my brain so.
Man, this whole thing backfired so hard. I love that Drew's getting it and not me.
Because you haven't done anything.
I'm playing by the rules.
I haven't picked one winner. Your picks haven't even hit. Because
I'm doing so good. You have nothing to fucking come at me with.
You guys are just having these people not die. I'm bringing them back to life. I'm actually reanimating.
All right, back to me. And I'm going to reanimate Kevin Bacon in the Friday the 13th franchise.
Oh, are you kidding?
And I want Kevin Bacon.
He is.
I want Kevin Bacon to be the... I wanted this to be the face of the franchise, where he's in every Friday the 13th from here on out.
Or the body of the franchise.
To the point where he gets to Friday the 13th, Jason's dead. But then he, at the end, brings... He becomes Jason at the end. And now...
Oh, man. And then he walks in. Did somebody order bacon?
Stop feeding into him. Just stop. He doesn't even know the character's name. He didn't even. How did he die in the movie?
It's like Greg or something. He was in a cab. I know he was
it's
in
like
a cab.
Greg or something.
He was.
How did he die?
It's like a regular, some regular ass name. He was in. I know he was having sex with his girlfriend. Doesn't he? Is this the one where he gets the?
You don't know. You don't know.
He
don't
gets
look at
the fucking
screen.
Spike in it through him through the bed. So from under the bed?
Nobody even knows. You're just choosing shit off a list.
That is not true.
Without
I am
knowing.
Not looking at anything
oh my
related
God.
To this.
What is Kevin Bacon's character's name?
Let me think about it for a second. I'll let you know.
It's Greg or something.
It's probably Greg or something. Oh, it's Jack. See, I knew it was some lame, like regular ass name, you know?
Oh my god, I've had hookers who put in more effort than you.
Oh man, I mean, they're getting paid.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I hang out with you for free.
They're getting paid.
I swear to god, his next pick is going to be Paul Walker.
Oh man.
Oh, I would love that guy to come back. That'd be so Raven.
Andy, yeah. What's going on over there, buddy?
I poured water on my face.
I know. Like,
yeah. Sometimes you got to feel alive.
He's Hunter Hearst Helmsleying.
Except I don't spit it out. I just get it on my face.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No.
That's a clip, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Oh, son of a.
Oh, man. Yeah, that will definitely be clipped.
Wow. I think I just died at this horror of hearing that. I think.
Yeah. Call me Marionette.
Where are we, James?
What's up? Good.
What's good? What's bad?
What's good? What's bad?
It's Raven.
This is Raven or Sheedy, BC. You got anything going on in your life this week that you want to talk about that's good, or maybe something that you want to bitch about and let the world know that's shitty?
Can I talk about a mutual friend?
I mean, if it's not going to, like, Sheedy. Put their shit on blast and, like, ruin their lives,
No. I was
call him Kevin Bacon.
I was with TDF at his recording for Get Her Done Record.
Yeah, how did it go?
It went great, man. Friday night was a little rough. We would have enjoyed watching him squirm, but Saturday night, man, I'm telling you, he killed it.
Yeah, hell yeah,
killed it. Yeah, if you've never done stand up, Friday night crowds are always like the absolute worst. They're always drunk. They come in at the last minute. But Saturday night, man, I'm telling you, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. And your buddy was with us, your favorite guy in the world, Mark Gauthier.
Was he really?
Yeah. He came up. He brought his whole family to see Tim, and he got an Airbnb, and we were hanging up, and Jeff was up there, and it really went well, man. So I'll go good times. Good times for my buddy.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Congrats, TDF. Congrats to Tim. That's really badass. Did Mark go up and inspect what type of microphone was in the thing and grill?
No, dude, they sent a dude down from Nashville from he records for Get Her Done and 800 Pound Gorilla. So, I mean, he knew what he was doing. He teaches at the college level.
Oh, nice.
The dude was good. we hung out one night after the first show, and everyone went out to have a couple of drinks, and he was it was great. It was a good time.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Good deal. So,
congrats to my buddy.
Hell yeah. I'm just up here looking at what a gorilla's normal weight is, because 800 feels like a lot.
I think they call it that because that's the 800-pound elephant in the room, or the 800-pound gorilla in the room, whatever. They actually do a ton of taping up in New York. They used to do it out of the small UCB theater, but they've got a ton of comics on albums, you know?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So adult male mountain gorillas may weigh up to 484 pounds.
What the fuck?
So 800-pound gorilla means they're doing it big.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
Well, okay. I went to the Magic Kingdom, and it's a raven and a sheedy. Because it's the not so scary Mickey thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, it was Friday night. Okay. It was like a Halloween party thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But so the Raven is, they all love it, have a great time. It's my wife, her, you know, sister and mom, and then my little dude Grayson. They all love it, having the time of their lives. And me, I'm like, we paid how much money to walk around the Magic Kingdom and get fucking candy? You just walk around.
Is that what it was?
Get candy, and you pay whatever the price is for this thing, but it ain't cheap. And you walk around and you get candy, but there's rides around you. And mind you, we did ride a couple, but a majority of the time, we were walking around the Magical Kingdom getting candy.
But were you getting it from like Cinderella and shit?
No.
No.
Disney workers in Disney outfits with buckets of candy.
Oh my God.
Because they have so much fucking money, they can buy all the candy in the world. Not even in character.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. But it was a great time.
That's, yeah.
I'm offended for you, Andy. Yeah.
But again, they all have a great time, and that's the only thing that matters. But I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? The same thing is I'm saying, what the fuck are we doing when I'm asked to go blueberry picking? That's some WPS, right?
It is. It is.
White people shit.
I got it. I threw will hopefully be my first of several Halloween parties. Trying to take up the mantle that James is leaving behind. I don't know. It was all right. I wish there were more people, but you know, that's always the case. I already announced it on PWTcast. It's gonna be the third week of next October. So,
oh, you're trying to do it big.
Get ready, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, put it in your calendar already.
But usually you get more people, you invite people. But thanks for the invite, buddy.
Oh man,
well, you were busy.
You're right. Tim's.
Yeah, you were at Tim's thing. I saw it on the calendar.
It's right, not Sophie's choice, man. I could have figured something out.
Drew says that twice to his towels before he leaves that week.
I'm just saying.
What?
Sorry, I didn't come.
Sometimes it's nice to get an invite. That's all. But, you know,
Nailed it. If you know,
Andy's,
you know.
Andy's having a conversation, and BC's having a different conversation.
I know.
We're in alternate planets, but on the same universe.
The party was fun. Party was a lot of fun, dude. And,
Oh, James. Okay, yeah, no, James went. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Thanks. Yeah, no.
That's why I couldn't be with.
I guess if you have 200 parties like podcasts, I'll be invited to four. So that. Okay.
Well, here's the. In fairness, I was going. I was like, man, BC's top of my list, but I can't invite him because I can't risk him slipping up and saying, Oh, I can't wait to be on the podcast tomorrow.
I was the risk on this.
Yeah, you were the risk. Yeah, you were the risk.
I was the risk.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Not.
You're not a very good straight man, BC. Yeah,
not 8 pounds of weed that was smoked. I was going to be the risk.
Virtual popcorn, yo.
Oh, there was definitely a lot of weed.
There was a bowl.
Right.
Not a bowl as you would think a bowl, like a cereal type bowl, just full of joints. Sitting on the table.
They had a popcorn machine where you stick your head in it and then it's just a hot box. And they still pour butter on your
face. I actually have a popcorn machine. That's the fun.
Did you do that?
I don't know.
It definitely did it.
Just running around in that
popper. It's called a popper. Popcorn. It's called a popper, buddy.
The popper.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just thinking like if I just sprinkled some in the oil.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then the popcorn.
Yeah. Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
You can put it in the butter too.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a machine.
Can of popcorn.
Edible popcorn.
Oh my goodness. Popcorn that pops and gets you high.
I like to call it pop puff corn, if you don't mind.
You got any of that pop puff corn?
Pop
I
puff
like that.
Pass
All right.
Corn.
All right, we're going to jump to me now.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Take the spotlight. All right, go ahead. Suddenly he doesn't need to look at Google. He's got something to say.
I've been
Three
watching.
Men weren't talking about popcorn. They were though.
Oh, they were. That's what you're getting at. I see. I wasn't aware. I've been watching Star Wars Clone Wars for the first time. And I originally tried to watch this show, and I couldn't get past the first episode. Was not into it.
What?
But this time I decided to press forward, and now I'm into it. I'm hooked.
Nice.
So,
are you gonna go all the way through Rebels before you watch Ahsoka?
I've already seen Ahsoka, so that's out of the question now. But
you got to go back and watch Rebels.
I will. I'm gonna watch Clone Wars first, then I'll watch Rebels, and then I'll get the full Dave Filoni Star Wars deal. So yeah, I'm into it. Though.
I'm actually the full Filoni.
That's right.
I'm doing a similar thing where I found all the timeline and going through it, but I just with Rebels and Clone Wars, like I just did the YouTube in 20 minutes. Like, this is what you missed in what or series seasons 1 through 7.
Oh no!
Oh wow! This Cliff Notes guy over here.
No, I am. The Clone Wars makes the first three movies like tolerable.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Clone Wars, I do suggest Drew to watch it fully because it's there's a lot of substance to it. It's very good.
I might. I
did a great
right
job
now. I'm
it.
On that whole anime trek, so I'm trying to get through that shit. So
this is anime.
You can't get through that
in a way.
Shit.
But I'm like, but yeah, I mean, I'm already amidst other cartoons. I don't think I can watch that many cartoons at once.
It's Amerime.
The amount of anime shows that they sneak into a season is mind fucking blowing.
Oh, it is. Like I said, there was a lot of people were like, oh, you should jump to fucking Full Metal Alchemist because it's only one season. I was like, cool, I can knock out a season like that. So I'm watching it and I'm like on episode 15. I'm like, man, this is
it's a long season.
Yeah, not a lot's happening. And it's 15 episodes. I mean, things are happening, but like you'd think it'd be further along by now, right? And then I look up on IMDb. And it's 68 episodes in the first this one season. I'm like, that's three fucking seasons of a show. I got through it, but it was just like, yeah, they jam it in there sure.
And I know you don't need to watch it and stuff, but I'm telling you because I just started my granddaughter watching it. The one they make for kids, the Bad Batch one, is actually pretty cool. It's not that, yeah. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm interested, and I'll definitely give more of the Star Wars anime stuff.
The Bad Batch is a little more kid-friendly.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's got this little girl Omega, and she's sort of the hero and stuff. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, shit. Yeah.
All right, man.
That was So Raven.
Now what? Hey, now we get back to James picking.
Going into the last round, and James has yet to score a point.
Come on. That Sixth Sense pick was...
Oh, my God.
Genius?
You picked four times.
Do I dare say genius?
Times you didn't know the character's name. One time you never saw the movie.
Malcolm Crowe.
Who? What?
Huh?
Who's Malcolm Crowe?
That's Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, you don't know his name? That's weird. That's
you don't know the name. That's what I'm pointing out. Wow. You don't
That's
know.
That's fucking weird, BC, that you don't know his fucking character's name.
Who's Malcolm Crowe, buddy?
All right. Here we go. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, God. Sequels again.
Nancy. This is Dream Warriors, man. This is this is some of the best.
Yeah, I have a Dream Warriors pick, too.
This is some of the best... Like nightmare you can get.
Yeah.
But Nancy, who survived the first one, but didn't she get pulled through the fucking door at the end? The very last scene.
That was the mom. Though,
right? Oh, the mom?
You're not even sure if your character died and you're picking.
Well, that's what I was wondering about it, but I do remember her dying in Dream Warriors, but then I also was thinking about, didn't she also die in the first one as well? But maybe that was just a dream. But anyways. But anyways, yeah. So Nancy.
He's reduced to puns.
Nancy finally meets her end in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, and she embraces Freddy and all that stuff, and it's like actually kind of a touching moment, but then Freddy's like, nope, fucking kills her. Dead.
Boom.
So.
That's a good pick.
I think Nancy should survive. If anyone should survive, it's Nancy. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I'm reaching in the bottom of the barrel now, you know? There's nothing left.
Reaching, you live there. You dance on the bottom of the barrel. You make sucking noises with your feet. Oh, God.
Fuck you. I don't know why that offended me so much, but that sounded so offensive, everything you just said.
Oh, I think it was meant to be.
Dancing in the muck, and now you're going to tell us you reached the bottom? Like we couldn't figure that out on our own?
All right, Drew, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to go with a pick from Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
Wow! Okay!
And I'm going to go...
oh, man, another sequel to my Nightmare on Elm Street 3. God.
It's a prequel.
It's a sequel, buddy.
It's a prequel. Oh, man, it's prequel.
It's not even the full load. It's just the pre.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's, just...
it's part of the sequel series, though. You know what I mean? It's in the mix.
So... It's just getting ready for the big load to come.
And honestly, like, I kind of think, like, even this doesn't even need to be AR, and I just kind of want to make this, which I might do. But Tina, who is stabbed and then dragged all the way across the ceiling and over the walls and everything like that, she gets reanimated, but because she's so used to being on the ceiling and one may say dancing on the ceiling, she writes this or not. Well, maybe she does write in this alternate reality, but she performs the song Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie as her bloody mess.
Oh, man.
I like how Drew doesn't.
Well, I said, I could just make this. I can just put the music to this death scene. It might be pretty fun.
It is literally so much fun playing when Drew, when he's been possessed by a 14-year-old fan fiction girl.
And Drew's idea of reanimation is just reanimating the person after the moment they died in that condition.
Right.
They're stuck in the condition.
You guys aren't even, I'm saying you're not even reanimating. You're just like, no, don't die.
Yeah. Well, that was what you told us, buddy.
Hey, watch out for that bus.
That's what you told us, buddy.
That's what you told us. You said people come back to life in a horror movie.
Come back to life.
Reanimated. I would have done Frankenweenie 16 times by now.
Come back to life, not never die.
Oh my god! You said no. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Reanimated, you still die.
Stop eating the pop puff. Leave the pop puff alone.
Yeah, lay off that triple P.
Yeah, I am so happy about this. This whole thing backfired.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You guys took two of my picks that I had, though. James and Drew.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was going to choose one of them.
DC, you're back, yeah.
I am shocked that we've gotten this far. I thought this name would be gone. And because I literally, you know, wasn't prepared because you guys lied to me about what the show was. Yeah. But here we go. I can't believe that hasn't been said. Somebody said something that triggered it. And I believe it was James. I'm going to take Georgie from It.
Drew took that first, actually. That was his first pick. Did he? So.
Yeah.
That was an ultimate draft pod faux pas, and you have been excommunicated from the show for all time now.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
I thought that was called a steel car.
Oh, shit.
Boogie.
Oh, shit.
We're going to play it that way.
You're back. Okay? All right, you're back. You're back on the show.
So, in your world, Georgie doesn't die. And then everybody just lives happily ever after in Derry.
No. What happens is he gets rabies like a fucking dog and a cat because it's a Stephen King movie, obviously.
Yeah.
And he attacks people while they're sitting in their car because that's apparently everything that James knows about horror and Stephen King.
Why are you attacking me? You just stole from Drew. I don't know. Drew's the one who gave you the wrong information. You're still attacking me. You need to guide your hateful energy towards
Drew. I had to steal because I got nothing. I got absolutely. If you saw the quick note I wrote down, you would laugh. I am embarrassed to make the pick I have left on my page.
Man. Well, you have three honorables, so you could just pick the ones that you originally came with.
I'm going to give you my one honorable. I'll give you this as my one honorable and let you mock me incessantly. Okay. Because I couldn't think of anything on the spot. I only thought of like six.
All right. Well, Andy, why don't you go?
That leaves me with my last pick.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go 3 for 4 here. I'm going to go the sexier version of Did Anybody Order Some Bacon? And I'm going to get real depth with it. Give me Glenn, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. That sexy body. You can't stop thinking about it. I get it. You know?
Man.
And he gets the blood explosion very similar to the cum explosion in the Scream movie.
Yeah. If I had a nickel for every time I fell asleep with my TV on my lap, I tell you what.
Yeah. It was nostalgic.
Yeah.
You know?
Because of my stupid eyes, I'll probably end up watching TV like that. Just have a little this little monitor size. Just
dude, that was on my dream board like back in like fifth grade was a mobile TV. Like I wanted one so bad.
A handheld one?
Yep, and now I got this.
Dude,
it's a
dreams
phone.
Do come true.
When I was a kid, this dude Jamie had a mobile TV, a handheld TV, and brought it to soccer practice, and he was showing everybody, and I was so fucking jealous. I wanted one of them bitches so bad.
Woo! Wait, what were you doing at soccer practice?
Practicing soccer. Yeah, that's normally what they do there.
Like that's why normally that's why kids are there, but was your dealer a coach or something?
When I was a kid, I didn't smoke weed, BC. I wasn't freaking high all the time as a child.
Okay, James is lying. He would bring these oranges and then like stuff it with a pipe, and we would be smoking oranges at like 12 years old.
Like, weren't you like 6 feet above everyone else? Weren't you just like this? Were you the goalie? You just stuck your hands up.
I was a right side defender.
Everything.
Right side defender.
It's like playing against two big broomsticks.
I played soccer for like 11 years.
So.
I played a lot of, and I'm good at soccer. I'm good at soccer. What do you mean, what happened?
No, nothing, buddy. It's fine. It's fine.
I stayed a badass to this point. Yeah, no, what do you mean?
Yeah. There you go.
Wait, hold on a second, though.
Did Andy make a pick just now?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I have to take my steel.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
I have to take my steel replacement.
Yeah, that's true. You weren't going to take what Andy just picked anyway, so.
I mean, I might now.
No, probably not.
No, I'm not going to.
Nailed it.
Man, the problem is like, man, my shit is so like, my picks are so honorable right now.
Oh, dude, your shit is so limpy into the right.
It is.
Dude.
All right, because I also like, and I know like you guys, to me, this is a fucking monster movie. And I'm going to go with Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horror adjacent.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to go with Dennis.
The Menace.
No, Dennis, whatever his name is. Fucking
Newman. Hello, Newman.
Yeah. So, because he gets... You know, obviously, he gets that acidic spit all over him. Well, this really fucks with his core DNA once he gets reanimated. You know, once I get him into my chamber and fucking electroshock him back to life. So then he becomes like this half reptile, half human person who then, because of his new skills, he actually becomes a master of martial arts and goes on this karate, or not even karate, just a martial arts tournament that is called Mortal Kombat, and he goes by his nickname Reptile.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
When universes collide, you know?
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. So you took Reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Right. I tell you, well, Dennis is now Mortal Kombat.
Gotcha.
With my number one pick.
Your number top pick.
So sad.
Shit. All right. Well, honorable time.
No, James goes.
No, I don't. It's no. Andy's honorables.
Wait, what was your fifth pick?
When?
Nightmare. It was like four picks ago. That was
the
first.
Do you remember what it was, James? Or do you have to look at the computer?
Oh, that's right.
It was Nightmare on Elm Street, Nancy.
I'm wrong, yeah.
Dream Warriors.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, Andy.
Okay. I'm typing. Leave me alone. Just kidding. I'm talking. Here we go.
What, are you Googling now, too?
What?
Are you Googling now, too?
Yeah, I'm taking Pam, Texas Chainsaw. I'm taking...
CBC, I'm not the only one who doesn't care about this show.
It's honorables, it's fine.
Jesus.
Fine, I'll take... Old Yeller from Old Yeller.
No, see, stop now.
I mean, that's what you want. It's what I'm giving it to you. All right, fine. Allison, Friday the 13th. Yep.
That's one.
And okay,
that's
Bob one. Sims, Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you writing these down?
But then you don't get that sweet Michael Myers in a ghost with his glasses on.
Those are my honorables.
Give me a beer, Bob.
Poor Bob.
All right, is it my honorables?
All right, BC, yeah. Honorables.
You're honorable.
All right, I'm going to say, if James is allowed to count The Sixth Sense as horror.
What?
Okay. then I'm going to go, my honorable is John Coffey from The Green Mile.
Oh, that is Stephen King. He gets reanimated and then attacks people in a car.
He gets rabies and he attacks people in the car. Now, John, I wouldn't count Green Mile as a horror movie.
Yeah, no one would, but people would definitely count Sixth Sense as a horror movie.
Sixth Sense.
But nobody would count Green Mile as
He brought things back to life.
There's like a fucking light year's distance of a difference.
This should be Drew's pick. He reanimated things.
That's true.
He brought the mouse back, motherfucker.
You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind.
Dude. All right, my second one is this. You ready? If you didn't like that one, you were going to go off on this one. Ready? Yeah. I'm going to go, and I will defend it, because this is a scary-ass movie. I will go Artax.
Atreyu.
Artax.
Yeah.
Atreyu.
You need to Google that, James?
You know, it's funny. My brother literally just sent me a text with this fucking scene in it.
James? No, James! Just get off the Google, James!
What?
You have no idea who it is.
You could be asking Jeeves. Hold up now.
Oh, okay. The horse.
Yes.
Okay.
The horse from the Neverending Story.
Is that
horror? Don't let the sadness take you.
Is that horror?
Like the sadness.
Literally, like as we're recording, my brother sent me this meme.
Oh wow.
Artax.
That's wild.
Is that a horror movie?
No, I don't think it is. But since you picked The Sixth Sense, I'm calling it yes. You know.
What do you mean you're calling? BC, you're a guest on this show. You don't get to make calls. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good call. It's not close. Who the fuck
I'm
cares?
I'm a guest. I'm not a guest. I'm
you got one
baker.
More.
Damn.
Did you take three?
No, I don't have three. I honestly don't. I was making three. Notes. And I don't have.
Right, I'm you don't have a choice.
I got. I mean, Rue from The Hunger Games.
Yep, no, that's not old Yeller. It is
okay.
All right, Drew, you're up.
All right. So let's go with my other my Dream Warriors pick. I'm going to go with Tanya. And once she gets all those heroin needles in her, like she becomes like basically like a centibite from Hellraiser. So she then tortures people with these same needles. Next, I'm going Kate from Fear Street. She's the one who goes through the bread slicer. And... So I don't know how well you guys remember Ren and Stimpy, but there was a character called Powdered Toast Man. She becomes Powdered Toast Woman.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And then with the fucking grand finale.
For the LGBTQ people, please send your emails directly to Drew for saying that transitioning is death. Okay? Could you just... Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess I said that
@gmail.com. Drew P.
Yeah,
@gmail.com.
So with my grand finale, I'm getting four picks in one.
Oh,
hopefully, James, none of these were on your list. But I'm going with the classic movie, The Omen, and I'm going with four deaths from this movie. They're getting reprised as The Wizard of Oz. So Kathy, the mom, will be Dorothy. Keith, who gets his head chopped off, will be the Cowardly Lion. The nanny, who hangs herself, she will be the Scarecrow because she's hanging, you know. And the
like
priest, the priest is the Tin Man, and obviously the Rottweiler is, the Rot is Toto. So, and they just make their way down the Yellow Brick Road as these fucking mutilated monsters.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow.
You want to see that movie, though. You want to see that movie.
I think BC's not even happy that he's part of the show today. Everything is falling apart for him. Look at him. Look at him. Just look. Everybody look at him. Take a look at him.
He took off his glasses.
Everybody take a look at him.
It's like I...
All right. I'm going to take Helen from I Know What You Did Last Summer because it's Sarah Michelle Gellar and she should be saved.
All right.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna take
the 14-year-old choice for the matchup. Who's next? Farrah Fawcett.
I'm gonna take Dari from Jeepers Creepers. Justin Long's character. He's the man. And then finally, I'm gonna take Samara from The Ring. She didn't actually die. She's just living inside of a videotape.
Oh, God, man. Can we go back in time? Can someone choose me? Because I feel my brain is dying in this podcast.
I could probably choose you.
Reanimate me.
You know, I think everybody's locked
in. Reanimate BC, Ezra.
Oh, good question. I think I would.
That's true. Just like the invite. Yeah,
thanks. I would reanimate him as our first guest ever. So Matt Fernandez, you're out of here. It'll be BC
doing James. How do you feel about
the Expendables?
That'd
be fine. The Expendables of comedy.
That'd be cool.
Damn, I like that. I was gonna say
that's actually we could fucking put that on silver, the board.
Pencil sharpeners that was in the class back in like 1974. That's what you're coming back.
That's very convenient for a man who has a pencil-sized dick to stick something in. That's
right. I can sharpen it in your spot.
Yeah. Hey, what else you got? Keep going with those puns. I'll match you.
Wait, is it one of the ones?
That around has, so I can take.
Is it
a few
one of the
inches?
Ones that has the different sizes on it, so you can actually like yeah, if he for what if he I decides to be a size aroused. Queen that day, yeah. He can, yeah,
size queen.
Oh man,
the deeper you go, the smaller you get, there, my friend.
All right, so everybody's. I assume everyone's locked in, and nobody wants to trade, and everyone is absolutely locked in, and I'm gonna just make sure that everyone says, "Yeah, we're all locked in."
Yeah, we're all locked in.
Yeah, okay. We're all locked in. Perfect. Why?
This part of the show is very much like the when you have an exit row on an airplane, you have to get a verbal yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Amy, get us out of here.
Oh yeah. All right. So here's the team.
Wait, BC. Anything you wanna mention real quick? Anything you wanna say?
You want to tell people where they can find you? I started this off with really high hopes, and you guys have once again just let me down completely.
Yeah.
The preparation for this is the equivalent of making mac and cheese in a microwave. I expected some sort of meal.
Delicious.
All I got is
some people prefer microwave mac.
That you peddle to these people listening to you. You understand that. You owe something to your fans. I understand you rely on the fact that to it, but
we are auditory cocaine. You're right.
Oh, Zoom had enough of BC apparently. So just like us, Zoom is
hold
like,
up,
nope.
I got this.
All right.
Andy, I got it, boys.
Andy, why don't you just read?
Yeah.
So for James's team,
he's reanimated. I love that he's probably still talking right now. He's probably still going on that whole diatribe.
This would be so good too, because I'd be talking about Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense, the chick in the shower from Psycho, that little boy from Pet Sematary, Kevin Bacon from Friday the 13th, and that Nancy lady from Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors 3. For Drew's team of Reanimator picks, Dennis from Jurassic Park, Charlie from Hereditary, Maria in Frankenstein, Casey in Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street, Tina, and a shout out to Littlefoot. For BC's team of Reanimator picks or whatever, Ben from Night of the Living Dead, Lee Abbott, A Quiet Place, Kane, Alien, Quint from Jaws, and Georgie in IT. Hell of a fifth pick right there.
Thank you.
For Andy's team of reanimators, we got Mr. Halloran from The Shining, Randy in Scream 2, Sam the Dog, I Am Legend, Joyce from Saw 3D, and Glenn from Dream Warriors.
That was good. These are good picks.
I mean, mine and Andy's were.
Yeah. We had some bangers.
Yeah, I think the pick that everyone's mostly going to be talking about, BC, I think even including you, is that Bruce Willis and Sixth Sense pick, you know?
Yeah.
I think when you tell your friends about this podcast, that'll be the pick that you probably tell them about, because it's the one that's the funniest one. It's the
Who's
best
Malcolm
one.
Crow? Who? Who's Malcolm Crow?
Bruce Willis and the Sixth Sense.
Okay, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
Ethan Crow?
Tell me the ending of Psycho again, because I think your listeners are going to be talking about your gets killed in a car accident.
Don't they race each
Psycho.
Other? Don't they race
From
each other?
The chick in the shower.
One of them's got a...
Yeah, the chick in the shower, yeah.
One of them's got a souped-up Toyota Supra, and the other... The other one drives a muscle car and he's got a real bad attitude.
So, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to hear about the emails of the people who listen to your version of Psycho.
People are going to love it.
Wait.
People are going to love it.
Oh, God. Oh, the chick in the shower. No idea how to look up Alfred Hitchcock.
Drew, what can the
didn't say that chick from the bathtub?
Drew, what can the people do?
What can the people what?
I don't know. What how do we end this thing?
What do we do for fear?
We just say I love you, bitch.
Oh, there you
when,
go.
I think the people want to know when I'll be back. That's the important thing.
Drew already said I love you, bitch, so the show's
the
over.
People do want to know.
I drive the heat, baby. Okay, people say, oh, he's going to be back, and I know it'll be interesting, and there'll be an intellectual slant to it.
Yep.
Okay? Not a guy who doesn't prepare, another guy who's a 14-year-old fangirl, and Andy trying to carry the load for everybody.
Call me Jansen.
And when I say carry the load, Andy knows what I'm talking about.
Bukkake.
Yeah. Love you, bitch.